Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 24, 1804. What is a puncheon? Even though some members of the expedition are feeling poorly, there's no time for bed rest and drinking lots of liquids. Captain Clark remarks,
"A warm day. Several men have had bad colds. We continue to cover our huts with hued puncheons. Finished a cord to draw our boat out on the bank. This is made of 9 strands of elk skin." Captain William Clark, November 24, 1804.
According to Moulton's footnotes, a puncheon is a split log with one side roughly flattened. And while we're defining things, maybe it's time to tell a bit more about the two pirogues the Corps had with them. The crew has been using them all week for running errands and hauling things up and down the river. From the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs, we learned that a pirogue is a flat-bottomed, open-water craft that takes its name from among the French, Spanish, and Dutch languages. The expedition had two pirogues, one white, probably made of poplar, accommodating 6 men, and one red, which held 7. Both had a rudder, a small sail that could be hoisted in a good breeze, and packed a blunderbuss gun at the bow. The white pirogue was considered jinxed, but it was used to carry the journals anyway. Captain Lewis said this about the white pirogue.
"The tow rope of the white pirogue, the only one indeed of hemp, and that on which we most depend, gave way today at a bad point. The pirogue swung and but slightly touched a rock, yet was very near oversetting. I fear her evil genie will play so many pranks with her that she will go to the bottom some of these days. Captain Meriwether Lewis."
Tomorrow, 2 Gros Ventre chiefs come to visit.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.